North Korea keeps on firing missiles, 12 missiles and other projectiles since May. The North Koreans aren't just testing equipment, they're trying to get some attention after talks between the U.S. and North Korea stalled. Sung-yoon Lee is a professor of Korean studies at the Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy at Tufts University. He says the world is starting to regard North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's missile launches as routine.
Well, I think North Korea, by this barrage of missile tests we've seen this year, has conditioned the United States to accept North Korea's short-range ballistic missiles as a fact of life. I expect North Korea to resort to bigger provocations, testing medium-range, intermediate-range, and intercontinental ballistic missiles as well. That's North Korea's endgame, to climb up the ladder of escalation and to compel the United States to back down.
What sort of response do you think President Trump should have toward these tests?
While the United States is not pleased with these short-range missile tests, even if North Korea were to resort to a bigger provocation, after a period of tension and condemnation, North Korea will be able to get away with it and compel the United States to return to negotiations once again. It sounds counterintuitive for North Korea to spoil this mood of exchange of beautiful letters and summit pageantry. But the bigger a headache North Korea becomes for President Trump, I think the odds are North Korea will be able to wrest away more concessions.
Now, North Korea is in this unusual position. It doesn't really have a soft power program. It only really has hard power. So do you read these missile tests as kind of like some dark form of Twitter, like getting attention?
It's getting attention and causing anxiety. The bigger a crisis North Korea creates, the moment that North Korea scales it back, the neighbors take the bait. They are dazzled even when the North Korean dictator comes across as a reasonable statesman. How does North Korea achieve this? By being unstable factor, by being a threat to the peace and stability in the region. Without this hard power threat capability, the North Korean dictator would be reduced to his proper status, presiding over a small nation of 25 million people, a very backward, poor nation.
So do you think that these various meetings that President Trump has had with Kim, do you think he's basically been suckered?
The moment that President Trump impulsively agreed to Kim Jong-un's proposition for a summit meeting back in March 2018, that's when President Trump walked right into this elaborate trap that Kim has laid for him. Diplomacy, of course, fundamentally is to be preferred over rhetorical threats, fire and fury, and all that we saw in 2017. But this kind of open-ended negotiation process without reaching a resolution, what does it achieve for the United States? Hope that we can get through this. What does it achieve for North Korea? More time and money with which to advance Kim Jong-un's lethal capability.
North Korea has repeatedly emphasized an end-of-the-year deadline set by leader Kim Jong-un for reaching a deal through denuclearization talks with Washington. What should we expect leading up to January 1st and after that if such a deal doesn't end up happening?
North Korea is very good at playing mind games against the United States. So this so-called deadline that Kim Jong-un set back in April creates more pressure on the United States to be more forthcoming, making bigger concessions like lifting sanctions, even partial withdrawal of U.S. troops from South Korea. If Kim Jong-un were to say again, hey, let's meet, let's talk, I am certain that President Trump and everyone else will take that bait. So repetitive pattern of provocations, negotiations, and reaping concessions. It's been a very good business model for the Kim regime.
Does President Trump have solid advice on North Korea, but he's not taking it? Or do you feel like he's being advised in a way that's leading him to deal with North Korea, to take North Korea seriously?
Oh, I'm sure there are very capable people in the administration who have been studying North Korea for many years. But I think President Trump's hubris and political calculations get in the way. It is now very difficult for President Trump to admit that he's been duped by the funny-looking dictator. So Kim has ensnared Trump in this elaborate trap of delayed negotiations while he continues to build more bombs.
Sung-yoon Lee is a professor of Korean studies at Tufts University's Fletcher School. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.